Live and local on AM 770 KTTH. Your independent conservative host, Todd Herman, welcomes you to The Todd Herman Show.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and may the Lord give us all strength as we are being assaulted in terms of our common sense, in terms of our sense of things, in terms of what we observed with the run-up to the election. We knew fraud was coming. We knew it. We talked about it months in advance. We talked about the fact, the fiction, that it's safe to go into Home Depot, but all the people will die if you vote in person. We watched the insane push for mail-in voting. We knew it was to set up fraud. We absolutely knew it. Just like we knew releasing the felons had nothing to do with the COVID flu. Just like we know forcing people to keep people in their homes, their rental homes, bankrupting landowners, property owners. We knew that had nothing to do with the COVID flu. We all know that putting a mask on when you walk into a restaurant, to walk through the common area of the restaurant, to take it off sitting at a table was nonsense. It is impossible to believe that that does anything for the COVID flu. Anybody with any common sense knows that if the virus is so thick that if you pretend that piece of cloth over your beak protects you, that the virus is so thick that anyone willing to pretend it doesn't get into your eyes, which is a mucous membrane, it doesn't get into your hair, it doesn't land on your T-shirt, therefore isn't in your car when you'll go get in your car. We've all watched as absolute chaos has been inserted into the minds of people, fear into the minds of people, and all of it's timed up to an election where people are so on edge, so nerves frazzled. People on the left convinced that if Donald Trump stays in office a second longer, hundreds of millions of Americans will die, that this flu will rage, that the kids will die, that the teachers will die, that this is life or death because Trump wants people to die from this flu. It has been a march up of 4 years of massive disinformation. The same media who tells you there's no evidence that the election was compromised are the same media who told you President Trump is a Russian spy. We have all sorts of evidence for that. The same media who said that the riots were peaceful are the same media who's telling you that Trump getting beat in a 4-hour window overnight by mathematically, I would not say unlikely, almost impossible mathematical odds, nothing to see. Don't worry about that. There's nothing there at all. Trump having votes subtracted from his column, put into Biden's column overnight, all trackable, nothing to see. There's absolutely no evidence of vote fraud. In fact, there's such little evidence that we're going to block it on social media. There's such little evidence that we're going to block it there. The same media telling you one thing is suddenly telling you another. The same media who beginning in 2009 with an HBO documentary started talking about how easy it is to hack elections. 2009, 2012, 2016, as late as 2019, the media was warning you that the Dominion voting machines and voting machines in general are wildly insecure. But now, nope, there's no sign. It's impossible. Joe Biden absolutely won more popular support than Barack Obama. Never mind that he underperformed in every urban area of the country, save these 5 or 6 cities in these 5 or 6 states who changed the rules. Never mind that the Georgia Secretary of State wanted to wipe the Dominion voting machines of their records so they couldn't be seen. Never mind any of that. There's no sign of fraud. It is absolutely the most secure election in history. And there's nothing wrong with our COVID response once Joe Biden's in place. All of that. Same period of time that was to celebrate the Moderna vaccine that had, what are the number of test subjects that it had? The placebo group in the Moderna vaccine had 185 people. How many people got the vaccine that we're being told is absolutely safe? There's no risk. Listen to the authorities. 11 people. 11 people for a global study for billions of people. 11. Pardon me if I'm not persuaded. There's not a chance in the world I'm going to take a COVID vaccine because of the wall of lies around the COVID. But 11 people, I'm not even going to take one. So out of all of this, you know what's most frightening to me, honestly, is the number of people jumping up and down to call the so-called authorities because there's 6 people in a business.
Well, I follow the Constitution in all its respects. We have saved lives. This is scientifically proven. There's no debate about this.
He concluded is that we were really not getting much reduction of transmissions from this policy.
Why, again, are you making these changes with the data showing an increase in cases?
Well, it's because we think it's the right thing to do.
That's the kid caught in the cookie jar right there, laughing. Did you take the cookies for the PTA meeting? No. It couldn't be more clear. That's what that was with Jay Inslee. Oh, when was he lifting the restrictions? Oh, just a couple days before the election. When did he put them back? Just a couple days after the election. Oh, we're supposed to forget that part, right? A couple weeks before the election, Jay Inslee said, well, what we've learned is that the science and data says we can relax these restrictions a little bit. Then after the election, a couple days, well, what we know is the science says this is the most dangerous time for this vaccine this virus since March. And, you know, everybody's going to die. So we're back to, we just got to make sure that no one eats, just don't have turkey. We're supposed to forget the part about before the election, right? When every human being who's ever studied immunology or epidemiology or any emergency room doctor or pediatrician knows, fall is flu season. But the flu has disappeared. Listen to the authorities, guys. The flu has been cured. This year. It'll be back next year. I got this note from a listener. Apparently, there are folks driving by businesses counting the number of people inside and then calling the so-called authorities. And business owners are getting messages like this.
This is the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries. We received a concern that your business was in violation of the governor's Safe Start guidelines. We'd like to help you avoid additional complaints, violations, and possible fines. To hear more about this complaint and how your business can comply with the Safe Start, Stay Healthy proclamation, please call us within 2 business days and leave your name, business name, phone number and email address, and the best time to contact you. Please be aware that failure in returning this call may result in impacts to your business license, fines, consumer protection action, legal actions, or criminal penalties. You can also learn more about maintaining a safe and healthy workplace by visiting coronavirus.wa.gov.
Okay, so there are people who are counting the number of human beings inside of a business, and they are phoning the authorities. And then you get a robocall with a series of threats. This is for a virus. Let's go back through the facts that came out this weekend about the virus. Let's go back through this. In families where grandparents live with children who attend school, those grandparents have zero impact on their health in relation to COVID. Zero. The kids do not infect the grandparents. Over the weekend, a peer-reviewed study by 18 life science professionals calls out the PCR test used to determine cases, not as problematic. We knew that. They're calling it out to say it is fatally flawed. Over the weekend, an Italian nominee for the Nobel Prize, scientist, disclosed that there's a setting in the PCR test that people can change so that it doesn't issue false positives. All they need to do is check an option to look only for the live virus, but they won't. Over the weekend, a Johns Hopkins lecturer published an article that indicates that the COVID flu is not taking any life years from elderly people. The death rate for elderly people is around what we would expect it to be. Over the weekend, yet another paper came out, another study came out showing that the deaths that we're experiencing now, the excess deaths in the United States and in England and in Ireland, are lockdown deaths from people who have not been getting care for cancer, from people who are committing suicide, for people who have deaths of despair, and elderly people in nursing homes dying because of failure to thrive. But there are people waiting in the wings to call the so-called authorities because there's six instead of five people in a shop. That's the part of this that's scary to me. It doesn't end there. Jay Inslee, the so-called governor of Washington State, has spent your money on a piece of propaganda. I'll play it for you in about 60 seconds after we check traffic. So I know these have aired in other states, ads like this, around the country. They're airing in Britain. They're airing in Ireland. They're airing in other areas of Europe because we are in a global branding campaign. We're in the midst of a global push for a radical, complete scrapping of what you own and what you ever will own. Joe Biden's government website is buildbackbetter.gov. This is the global brand of the World Economic Forum, but don't worry, it's just a discussion group. Is it? When they have so-called leaders around the world speaking their language with their talking points in the tail end of the biggest disinformation campaign, confusion campaign, gaslighting campaign, fear campaign ever perpetrated against the United States in history. It's a happenstantial circumstance that we're all seeing ads like this. This is Jay Inslee spending your tax dollars to scare you. I'll play the ad first, 30 seconds, and if I can hold my tongue, I'll try. Then we'll come back and we'll piece the ad apart. Do me a favor. As you listen to this, tell me how many lies you spot. So it's an ad to convince you not to visit for the holidays.
COVID-19 can find you here. When you're just trying to celebrate, it can find you here. When you're with your closest friends. Or even here. When you're spending time with family. Wear a mask. Stay 6 feet apart. Don't host gatherings, even in your own home. Protect the people you love.
Anybody who's studied propaganda knows that's propaganda. Well, let's go through the reasons why. Number one, if this was a spot literally about protecting people from COVID-19, it would be about people who are 65 age and older, who have comorbid conditions, who, by the way, in a side-by-side study of people with DNR orders, do not resuscitate orders. Okay, these are people who have reached a point where they're so sick that they're saying, my dad had a DNR, do not resuscitate. It is do not take heroic measures to save my life, right? If I'm dying, it's okay. It's not what I'd wish, but it's what's happening. In a sample of 1,380 admissions to a hospital of COVID-19, of the 640 who died from it, this is elderly people, by the way, so hence the high death rate, 640 who died of it, 570 or 89% had do not resuscitate orders prior to admissions. So, in other words, 90% of those COVID deaths were already deathly ill before getting COVID. Here's something else that's interesting. There was a higher death rate for the people with DNR orders who did not have the COVID. So even with elderly people with DNRs, in this sample size, in this study, they died less often than people who didn't have COVID. It's not to say that COVID didn't contribute to the deaths of the people with the DNR. It's to point to the context. What Jay Inslee's ad is telling you is your kids can get it and pass it on. And yet, again, another study. Again, more evidence. This is a study of people who live with their grandparents. Stockholm. There was no additional risk for those co-residing with children, grandparents. No additional risk. Inslee's ad ignores that. All of it. All of the data it ignores. All of it in favor of fear. And it falls apart on its face. When you go to a simple side-by-side of what is allowed and what is not allowed, the same governor who told you that this is not safe to open the schools for kids has allowed them to be used as daycares. It doesn't stand a chance when you scratch below the surface. The airlines are open, but don't gather with your family. Don't have seven people in your house. Have six and make sure that you don't have seven. And for God's sake, don't have neighbors. But get on an airplane. None of it passes a basic scratch test. And yet, trust the authorities. That's what we're told. But the authorities don't trust the authorities. This is out of Oregon. Multnomah County Commissioner told everybody else to stay home for Christmas. Then she jumped on an airplane.
Multnomah County Commissioner Sharon Myron is drawing criticism from some county workers and the public for her decision to travel to Hawaii despite a spike in coronavirus cases in Oregon that resulted in travel warnings.
I am working virtually, and I am also having a vacation.
Reached by phone, Commissioner Myron confirmed she spent the past 2 weeks at a condo on the Big Island. The Multnomah County Commissioner arrived in Hawaii.
Try that with Labor and Industries. When they send you the robocall, tape her voice and just say that to them. Okay, I work for Julie and I was on vacation. And Labor and Industries would go, oh, okay, all right, cool. Sorry for bugging you. In Colorado, the Denver mayor did the same thing. He actually tweeted just before he got in the airplane, remember, stay home, stay safe, don't travel.
Nine News obtained security videos from DIA. You see the mayor and his security team pull up to the drop-off area and walk into the airport around 8:15 yesterday morning. He made his way through security, and he was at the gate around 8:41 a.m. Now, we mentioned that specific time because a few minutes later, a message sent out from the mayor's Twitter account included the warning to the rest of us to avoid travel if you can.
Trust the authorities, folks. Trust the authorities. There are several possibilities here. That man knows this is all drama. Or that man has a soul and is saying, I got to see my family. But other people don't need to see theirs. But they should see theirs. See, you scratch the surface. None of it gets back into making sense. You can't put the Humpty Dumpty puzzle back together to say, oh, no, he really believes this is a deadly disease. Can't be done. That's why I cannot, in good conscience, tell you that you should trust the authorities in this case. I can't. listen to early versions of my program and hear the years of me begging and pleading with people like that to be trustworthy, or we'll have a low trust society. It started 6 years ago. Believe me, I'm aware of the risks of not trusting, but I cannot lie to you. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
It's your turn to text the Todd Herman Show.
The rule's pretty simple.
Be concise, be precise, and drop the mic. 800-465-8770.
And if you are using the text line, please give yourself a nickname. Just identify a fun way to fit that into the big voice. But that way we feel like we're dealing with human beings versus area codes. And here's the kind of a theme this morning. Man, it's not kind of a theme. It took over, which is the same authorities who fed us utter nonsense for 4 years are telling us to ignore the absolutely clear signs of fraud. And please don't come to me with no evidence. Please don't be that person. I am sympathetic to the views of people who listen to KTTH saying, Todd, let it go. Like, they just can't seem to bring any evidence. Here's a typical note on email. Dear Todd, I love your show. I disagree with you a little bit on the election. I'm certain that there was fraud. It's just that this isn't going to be anything we can prove. My concern is Republicans start sounding like crazy people when we start saying it was stolen. It may have been, but I feel we're best off right now trying to have some form of respect from the general public. Let Biden in. He's going to lose in the midterms anyway, and we'll be back to fighting on more even ground. Love your show. We'll continue to listen, even if I disagree on that aspect of it. P.S. God bless you for your coverage of the COVID, Richard. Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that. And here's the deal, guys. This reason I'm sticking to this. If they get away with it here, there's not going to be a midterm loss. Why would there be a midterm loss? And furthermore, let's say that it wasn't stolen. Let's say that all these anomalies, the math that doesn't work, the impossibilities of the wins late at night, the impossibilities, these are not algorithmic insertions of votes, the 1,200 vote increments, the 2,000 vote increments. Let's say that all you know the story. Let's say all of this is now, there's all sorts of smoke, but nothing happened. There was no fraud. Okay, let's just say that happens. Unless it's settled in public, transparently, you have lost the country. You have lost the country. Unless this is explained in public, with full transparency, you have lost this country. Because you have lost belief that votes matter. You have started the process of the end. It is inexorable. It cannot stand. You must take this to the Supreme Court, and the hearings must be out loud, in person, and fully, fully broadcast to the entire nation, or you'll lose it. It's just a matter of time if we don't do that. A lot of people agree. Trucker Mike, don't drop the election fraud. We need to know what happened so it doesn't happen again. That's where I'm at. Jones agrees. Carmania agrees. Right? The media complex lying to us, he agrees. Quilty and Snohomish agrees. Darth agrees. Pro Trucker Paul. Mr. Herman, I can only imagine how hard it is for you to be one of the very few hosts on the air telling the truth. You're doing the right thing. It's the number one reason I continue to tune into you, as I recently discontinued my listen to most media networks, now including Fox. You have my respect, and I believe you to be a man of honor, a local Rush Limbaugh. If you wouldn't, please keep doing what you're doing. You're very much needed and loved. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I know, let me say that again. That's an enormously high praise, and I do appreciate it. And I worry. And I shared this with my friend I was talking to, who's in radio and very accomplished man and very thoughtful, super thoughtful man about, presentation to radio audiences. I worry. And one of my worries is that people who aren't with me on this will feel like I'm leaving you out. Look, I get the instinct to say, let's just buckle under. Let's just take it. I get the instinct. I can't, guys. And maybe I'll have some people on. who disagree with me. Maybe we'll find some conservatives who say it's all sewn up, it's all neat and spittle and spit shined, and everything's good. And maybe we'll have a discussion about that on the show. Maybe that'd help. Crab Walker, good morning, Todd. I do support you 100%. Hope you continue to present the facts as you see it. Many of us are unable to take a risk in life, and we sincerely appreciate your efforts. I believe that telling the truth is important, but when a large group of society has been emotionally manipulated and intellectually brainwashed, then the truth and logic no longer matter. I tried to present some of your truths to people, and they just don't give a dang for a different opinion. Good luck and keep on trucking. I will. People have been, thank you, Crab Walker. People have been ideologically demoralized. And this is a process. If you look at the truths, look at this. This happened again. This is another thing that happened over the weekend. The people in a publishing company fell into tears because Jordan Peterson has a book coming out with him. So people who work in book publishing, the publishing of ideas, panicked and fell into tears of anger because they might have to work on a book from an author with whom they disagree. That can only happen to people who have been beaten intellectually and spiritually into a pulp and scared beyond their wits. And Jordan Peterson is the furthest thing from what they're calling the white supremacist and transphobe and all of it. Anybody who's ever watched Jordan Peterson speak understands, in reality, I mean, I like a lot of the things Jordan Peterson says. In reality, he's kind of a, like, boring professor type. And I know that offends a lot of people. A lot of people really love Jordan Peterson, my wife included. But, like, I've tried to watch his speeches on the history of the Bible, etc. And I get it. He's a smart guy, but I know it's not my thing. But that's how far down this has fallen. It used to be that people who went to work in publishing were the very people saying, I may disagree with your book, but I would die for your right to publish it. It's been reversed. Betsy in Florida, have you mentioned the John Hopkins article that was published and then pulled? Yes. Yes, Betsy, thank you for listening in Florida. God bless you down there. Yes, this was from a John Hopkins lecturer who said, hey, look at that. We're not actually seeing excess deaths from old people related to the COVID. About the same number of people are dying as we would expect. Hopkins pulled the piece because they didn't say the piece is wrong. They didn't say the research is wrong. They didn't say her conclusions are wrong. They said it's being used to fuel a dangerous narrative about the COVID. How many papers have been pulled down because, not because of the process, the Danish mass study couldn't get published because they didn't like the results? Honest assessments of the deaths by John Hopkins' own admission, because they didn't criticize the outcome or the process, her research, in other words. It's one of a series of truthful reports put out that are then withdrawn because dangerous narrative. In other words, counter narrative. Folks, we are in deep trouble. This is a serious time for prayer, for the spirit of truth for this country. We'll come back on the Todd Herman Show.
Down on Main Street.
On a personal note today, my friend and colleague Dory Monson has done an absolute brilliant job of talking about the increase in teen suicides that's going on as a result of the lockdown. Sometimes directly as a result, sometimes with the lockdown being a huge contributing factor. And I want to ask you this morning to join me in prayer for parents whose kids are particularly vulnerable for this. You know that our family went through, and adolescent family mental health journey together. And so these issues rest close to my heart. Parents whose kids struggle with mental illness sometimes go through periods of time where they live in abject terror. And they go through times when their days are consumed by wondering if their child has killed themselves yet. That sounds really bizarre, doesn't it? But this is reality for a lot of people. And the theft of the ability for these kids to have contact with the world, kids who suffer from distinct mental health challenges, be they things like a borderline personality disorder symptoms that's not diagnosed in kids because adolescence is very borderline in and of itself. They find interactions hard anyway. And when those interactions aren't organized and structured through something like a school system, they can begin to withdraw into themselves. And parents who have walked this journey know the feeling. You can see it begin to happen. You can see the level of life in the eyes begin to change. You can see that, oh, we're going to go to black hair now. You know what I'm talking about. If you have family, if you know kids who are in this circumstance, please reach out to the parents and see what you can do for them. You would be surprised to know how difficult the basics are when you are spending your life energy hoping to breathe life into a teen who is stumbling or falling. Be surprised how difficult it is to do things like, hey, let's get together for lunch. You'd be surprised how hard it is for people in that circumstance to be around happy families. You'd be surprised the effort it takes sometimes to go to the grocery store and not forget things three times. You'd be surprised to know the toll it takes on the parents. And I would ask you to pray to God Almighty that He would send His strength to the parents. That dear Lord would send His strength to the parents. That He would surround them in the Holy Spirit and wash the Holy Spirit into them so that they have God's strength, because they can't do this alone. I would ask that in addition to your prayers, the simplest things, like not demanding that a loved one go spend the time with you that they might regularly, but at the same time, refuse to allow the loved one, the adult, to sink away from you. And bolster them. Prayers to doctors who see kids in this period of time who have been put on antidepressants, and sometimes those are necessary. But there's been reformulations in these drugs, folks, that make them as addictive as heroin. And when the kids are away from structure and interaction with teens, sometimes those drugs take on a different aspect. As parents attempt to get their kids off of those drugs, it's scary too. I would ask that if you see a teen struggling in your family, if you have a relationship with that teen, maybe do cajoling, maybe do whatever you can to get them to be with you for a little while, to get them out, get them about in the world, whatever you can do to help facilitate that. Maybe it's some help you need at your house. Maybe you're an aunt or an uncle and you can invent help that you need at your house. Something for which they feel useful. I beg you to do these things. If you have young kids who have friends in this circumstance, it is okay for friends in a circumstance to say to a child, "Are you thinking of harming yourself?" I ask God Almighty in the name of Jesus to reach out to these parents and to wrap them in the love, because you know what? It's not a religious show. Everybody's welcome to listen, atheists and Jews and Muslims. And my worldview is a Christian worldview. And in my Christian worldview, God Almighty knows what it is to lose a son. Knows what it is to lose a son. Sorry, what wrong one, Alex. And will be there for us. Will you please join me in that prayer for these parents and these children and these caregivers? Because they can't do it alone. The Great Rush Limbaugh program is next. I'm not up to date on who might be in for Rush. If he's still out this week, I'll let you know when I know. We're on podcasts everywhere. It is the Todd Herman Show. Go be well, be strong, and be kind.